Thank you for your attention. So today I'm going to talk about a study entitled Very Low Birth Weight and Child Behavior Problems as Predictors of Parental Stress and Health-Related Quality of Life. I have nothing to disclose. So I'm going to first give you a sense of the background in this area before I delve into the specifics of our study. Caring for a very low birth weight child, which is defined as less than 1,500 grams, can have a significant and lasting impact on parental stress and particularly psychological distress, and can have a negative impact on the health and well-being of all family members. Parental psychological sequelae may actually begin immediately right after birth and can persist throughout early childhood. The mechanisms by which caring for a very low birth weight child impacts subsequent stress, health, and mental health outcomes for parents is largely unknown. It's a really important issue, but we know very little about it. The previous research and literature suggests that child behavior problems may be a potential mechanism by which caring for children may negatively affect parents. So in order to address this gap in the research, this study utilized a regional cohort of very low birth weight young children and matched controls to determine if and to what extent parenting a very low birth weight child was related to symptoms of stress and health-related quality of life, and whether child behavior problems might explain these relationships. So specifically, we wanted to compare the health-related quality of life and symptoms of stress between parents of very low birth weight children and parents of normal birth weight children, and then to determine specifically if and to what extent children's externalizing and internalizing behavior problems may influence these relationships. So as I mentioned before, we used the regional cohort study. This is an ancillary study of the newborn lung statewide cohort study at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The newborn lung study is a cohort study of very low birth weight children born in Wisconsin in 2003 or 2004 and their primary caregivers, along with a matched cohort of normal birth weight children and their primary caregivers. The current newborn lung cohort consists of 640 parents of surviving very low birth weight children and 464 parents of normal birth weight children who participated in the newborn lung follow-up study 2 years after birth, so in 2005 and 2006, and agreed to be contacted again for future research. Data from this ancillary study were collected when the children were approximately 4 to 5 years old in the years 2008 and 2009. So in terms of our main independent variable, child behavior problems were measured when the children were approximately 2 years old during the 2005-2006 newborn lung follow-up survey and using the child behavior checklist, which is a well-validated instrument for parent-reported behavior problems in the last 2 months. The items included in the child behavior checklist were further categorized into externalizing behaviors, which included attention problems and aggressive behaviors, and then internalizing behaviors, which included emotional reactivity, anxiety and depression, somatic complaints, and symptoms of being withdrawn. So higher scores on the CBCL indicated more problems. In terms of our outcomes of interest, we were interested in health-related quality of life and symptoms of stress. Health-related quality of life was measured by the short form 12, which is a widely used measure of health status, to assess overall health-related quality of life of the parents. The short form 12 has 8 subscales, which are condensed into 2 summary scales. The physical health component score, which measures physical health-related quality of life, and the mental health component score, which measures mental health-related quality of life. Parents' symptoms of stress in the last week were measured using a 56-item survey entitled the Calgary Symptoms of Stress Scale. It's a unique scale in that it measures both perceived stress and symptoms of stress. So 2 of the subscales measure perceived stress, and the remaining subscales measure physiological symptoms of stress, so cardiopulmonary arousal, GI symptoms, cognitive disorganization, neurological symptoms, sympathetic arousal, and so on. So it uses a model of sort of biopsychosocial symptoms of stress. So we controlled for a number of sociodemographic characteristics, including child sex, parent age, parent sex, race, parent education, and annual income. In terms of our analytic approach, all analyses were conducted in SAS. We used cross-tabulations and chi-square analyses to examine very low birth weight and normal birth weight children and their parents on key sociodemographic characteristics. T-tests were performed to look at mean differences on parental and child age, child behavior problems, parental symptoms of stress, and health-related quality of life by child birth weight status. And then we conducted multiple linear regression analyses to evaluate the association between very low birth weight status and parent symptoms of stress and health-related quality of life, controlling for a number of sociodemographic factors. And then we did do a series of sensitivity analyses in order to determine whether prior maternal health status was related to physical health-related quality of life in the parents. So now for some results. This is a table of the child's characteristics, and as you can see from the table, very low birth weight children were younger and were more likely to have behavior problems as compared with normal birth weight children. There were no significant differences in child sex by birth weight status. And now for the parents' characteristics. Parents of very low birth weight children were more likely to be male, non-white, less educated, and have a lower mean age as compared to parents of normal birth weight children. In addition, parents of very low birth weight children were more likely to be lower income as compared to parents of normal birth weight children, and parents of very low birth weight children also had worse mental and physical health-related quality of life, along with more symptoms of stress, as indicated by the mean scores of our outcome measures. So the next series of slides I'm showing you are the multivariable linear regression analyses. And these were performed to evaluate the impact of birth weight on parental quality of life. So a separate regression analysis was revealed that child birth weight was not related to mental health related quality of life. So what I'm going to be showing you here are the results for physical health related quality of life. So on average, parents of very low birth weight children had significantly worse health-related quality of life than their counterparts with normal birth weight children, accounting for the covariates mentioned here on the slide. So in the second and third model that I'm showing you, this is the same model, but what we did was we included child externalizing and internalizing behaviors into the model to determine if these problems explain the relationship between child birth status and birth weight status and parental physical health-related quality of life. And these results suggest that externalizing behaviors do not have a statistically significant independent association with physical health-related quality of life. And we see the same thing, although this is of borderline significance, we see the same essential pattern with internalizing behaviors as well. They do not have a statistically significant independent association with parental physical health-related quality of life. So including each behavior covariate in the model really resulted in a negligible attenuation of the coefficient for birth weight. So we also looked at symptoms of stress. So the next series of slides are for that outcome specifically. And these analyses showed that on average, parents of very low birth weight children had significantly more symptoms of stress, so 3.98 points higher on the CSOCI than their counterparts with normal birth weight children, controlling for the covariates mentioned on the slide. So when child externalizing behaviors were added to the models of the model of symptoms of stress, the effect of being a parent of a very low birth weight child was reduced from 3.98 to 2.20. And we see a similar pattern here with internalizing behaviors as well, a reduction in the point estimate for parenting a child of a very low birth weight child. So the attenuation and subsequent lack of statistical significance of the very low birth weight covariate in both child behavior models suggests that child externalizing and internalizing behaviors are a meaningful explanatory variable in the association between very low birth weight and parental stress. So some conclusions. Our results indicate that caring for a very low birth weight child is significantly related to more symptoms of stress and worse physical health-related quality of life for parents, and that child behavior problems at ages 2 and 3 years predict later parental stress. They appear to be particularly important at that age in explaining the relationship between parenting a very low birth weight child and subsequent parental symptoms of stress, but not health-related quality of life. Greater child health behavior problems are related to higher levels of parental stress and appear to be an important mechanism in explaining the relationship between caring for a child born very low birth weight and parental symptoms of stress. So addressing child behavior problems, while critical in improving child outcomes, may actually also be an important way to reduce parental stress and improve parental well-being. So there's some important limitations that should be kept in mind in interpreting these findings. First, a larger proportion of normal birth weight parents participated in our study as compared to the very low birth weight parents. However, it is likely that those who did not participate in our study experienced worse stress and worse quality of life, and this exclusion of parents with worse outcomes would have biased our outcomes towards an underestimation of the true effect of caring for a child that was born very low birth weight. Second, child behavior problems are based on parental reports, which may be influenced by the parent's own health or mental health status. However, studies have indicated that maternal depressive symptoms do not substantially influence their reports of children's behavior problems. Third, the study assumes that child behavior problems have a lasting impact on parental outcomes. However, evidence suggests that such problems are stable over time. And therefore child behavior problems in 2005 and 2006 may have persisted through our study to produce the outcomes that we observed. And then finally, limitations in the data set restricted our ability to fully explore the role of parental health problems in our analysis of physical health-related quality of life. A sensitivity analysis among very low birth weight mothers revealed that while health problems prior to pregnancy were not related to physical health-related quality of life, we did find that health problems during pregnancy were related to poor health-related quality of life 6 years later. So I think in terms of the implications of this work, first and foremost, practitioners should identify and follow very low birth weight children long-term to better manage the lasting impacts of being born very low birth weight, including behavior problems, and ensuring that health providers, educators, and parents are aware of and in communication about the challenges that very low birth weight children may face will be critical in facilitating continuity of care. And engaging parents in interventions for child behavior problems may prove crucial, given that they can be a liaison between the child and healthcare providers. Along with the detection and treatment of child behavior problems, it will be important for practitioners to screen parents for stress and physical health effects as well. And pediatric clinicians may be really well positioned to do this and refer at-risk parents in need for additional services. And then our finding that early childhood behavior problems later predict parental stress among the very low birth weight population has important relevance for population-based interventions to promote child and parental well-being. Specifically, preschool seems to be a particularly critical period whereby parental stress associated with caring for a very low birth weight child begins to transition from an acute stressor to a chronic stressor that could affect their stress levels over the long term. And I'd like to finally acknowledge the generous funding sources that supported this research, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Thank you.
We're open for questions.
We did a telephone interview with the parents, and we had limited time to talk with them. And so we, in retrospect, I think it would have been great for us to have done that. I wish we had, and if we do it again, we will. but we had limited time and funding, and so we were really only able to ask about the stress and quality of life. The CBCL is kind of long, so that's the one downside about that measure. So, but it's a great idea. Okay, thank you.